What's going on, y'all? Welcome back to another episode of the Alpha's Creed podcast. Now, if you guys listened to the episode last week, I made you guys a promise for this episode that I would talk to you guys about something that I consider sacred, okay? This is one of the most important messages and lessons that I have ever learned in my entire life. So, number one, thank you all so much for the continued support. I'm so excited to be continuing this. I love that we're back, baby. You know, if you're listening to this, we're back. We're stronger than ever in this, I keep saying, in this incredible new studio, and we're just taking this whole nother level. So, all of you who have been here from the beginning, back when this used to be the bullpen, I want to shout you out and say thank you. And if you, and by the way, if you guys have enjoyed the message and you believe in what we're talking about here, please share it on your social media. Share it, and I will repost you on my social media. And I want to just see that you guys believe in this just as much as I do. So be sure to share this if you believe in what we're talking about. And if you don't, then don't share it. I don't give a shit. Okay, let's get right into this today, guys. Last time we talked about some deep stuff, okay? We talked about some really deep stuff, but today we're going to go even deeper. So if you're not in the mood for something really deep and really life-changing, then you might want to tune out right now and listen to this later. Because if you're ready to dive into something truly mind-boggling, then listen up. If you have something, get your pens and papers ready and write this down. Because what I'm about to tell you is something that I do consider revelation that I have received, okay? And I know that seems like a really big word, but I'm going to give you some context here, okay? So I'm going to tell you guys exactly what happened to me and the lesson that was learned through this, and then we're going to really expand, okay? So stick with me through this process, because I promise you, what I'm about to tell you is one of the most sacred lessons I have ever learned in my entire life. And this wasn't a lesson that I got from a mentor like I typically talk to you guys about, like I got from, you know, Ed Milet or Andy Frisella or Grant Cardone or any of these people who I've ever had the blessing to learn from. This is not a lesson that came from him. This is a lesson that came to me on my own with nobody else. And so when I tell you it's sacred, and also it's not really secret or anything like that. This is just sacred message right here. And it will change your life, because it has completely shifted my thought process and opened my eyes even more to what my vision is for what we're doing here at the Alpha's Creed and what we're going to be doing here in the future. Okay. By the way, if you're listening to this on podcasts, on Spotify or iTunes, make sure you go check us out on YouTube, Instagram, TikTok. We're on every social media platform. Follow us there so you can not only listen to this incredible message, but also see this incredible studio and be able to see exactly what I'm talking to you guys about. And make sure you comment so I can get to know you guys personally. Okay, enough of all that bullshit, okay? Let's just dive right into the good stuff, okay? Story time. Listen up. And when I mean listen up, like, please, do me the honor of paying attention to what I'm about to tell you. There was actually a time, just a few months ago, so pretty recently. I was pondering a lot on what my next move was and what I was supposed to do. And if you know anything about me, and I talk about on this podcast all the time, I consult with my higher self on a very regular occasion. When I meditate and when I envision in my mind palace, I am literally conversing and having conversations with the highest version of myself. And I constantly do this over and over again. And it's been one of the most incredible things I've ever done, because it has actually put a face and a vision to who I can become, for me to be able to listen to that gut instinct. That the wisest thing about who you are is your gut instinct. It is wiser than all the combined knowledge of the world. It is so much wiser, and it's literally inside of you that you can tap into every single day. So I've made it one of my greatest efforts to tap into this. And this day in particular, I was trying to tap in. I was really struggling on a vision of where things would be going and what I wanted to be doing. And I sat in meditation. I was very frustrated. I was frustrated that I wasn't getting an answer. That I felt that I always feel an answer. I always get an answer, but for some reason I wasn't receiving any answer whatsoever. And it began to make me question my own thought process. Was I prepped? Was I ready? Was I in the right mental or, even spiritual space to receive whatever message I need to receive or understand? Or maybe there is no message. Maybe I just need to keep doing what I'm doing. I was just in such a mental state. And by the way, I know if you're listening to this and you've been through meditation and prayer and sought higher revelation, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Some days there's a time where you just don't know. You just don't know. And that was one of these days. But I'll tell you, what happened next is I go to sleep and I had a dream. Okay. I had a dream, and this dream was as vivid as I could possibly tell you. I mean, I saw everything, and what I'm about to describe to you is exactly what happened. Okay. Now this might seem all you know, way out there for some of you, but just listen to me. Just give me, do me on, just listen to what I have to show you. This is truly incredible, okay? So I fall asleep after having this consultation and just trying to seek an answer. And as I, in this dream, I saw my higher version of myself very clearly, okay? And I was consulting with him still on what was the next move? What did I need to become? What were the next steps I needed to take? And I was so frustrated just sitting there trying to understand, because for some reason I wasn't getting it. Even in the dream, I wasn't getting it. And he kept looking at me and said, you haven't gone deep enough. And I said, okay, well, what's deeper? What's deeper? What's deeper? And I kept asking over and over just a deeper question, because I'd ask a question and he'd look at me and goes, that's not it. I go, okay. And have you ever done that strategy where you ask yourself your why seven or more times, you're revealed your truest form of why, because the deeper you go with it, the more you receive. If you've never done that, try that one day. Sit down and ask yourself, what's my why? And then ask yourself again, even deeper, saying, no, that's not it. And go deeper and deeper seven times. And I promise you'll change your life. So what we ended up doing is I would tell him and I would ask him what the question is. He said, no, that's not the question. I would ask him again, and he'd look at me and say, no, that's not it. And I would go even deeper. I'd say, well, is it this? And he'd say, no, that's not it. And I just kept going and going and going until finally I saw him getting frustrated with me and just end up looking at me and saying, let me show you. So instead of answering for some reason, he just looked at me and said, that's it. Let me show you. And then I began to see, and by the way, I know how this is going to sound kind of interesting, but I tell you this, I began to see mountains and he showed me trees. But what happened was he showed me mountains and the mountains became the trees. And for some reason there was a lesson in there. And by the way, the lesson in there of the mountains being the trees, and then I saw the trees turn into bushes. And then I saw the bushes turn into, you know, grass. And then I saw the grass become worms and the worms then became snakes. And every single time I saw one of these pictures in my mind, I saw this in my mind. He was whispering to me. He said, do you understand now? And I would see this. I would see the mountains and I'd say, yes, I understand. And by the way, there was a lesson that he was telling me with the mountain, but then it shifted. And I was like, okay. And it just shifted. It's like, I wanted to sit on that thought and sit in it, but then it just changed. And every time it shifted, I constantly got more frustrated because I kept trying to grasp to a lesson, to some purpose on what I was being shown. I kept trying to see what was there. And then the worms became snakes and the snake became a dragon. And every time he kept saying, do you understand? And I would say, yes, I think so. But by the way, when you say, yes, I think so, you understand. You don't truly deep understand until you've sat in it. And I just wanted to sit in it, but then it just felt like it just changed. Again and again, and it kept going faster and faster until a point where I kept seeing these lessons and I kept seeing something, and he would talk to me about this, about what I was seeing and how there was a lesson there, and it kept changing. And then when I said the snake becomes a dragon, and the dragon then became back into mountains, and then I just kept seeing these things over and over and just trying to grasp onto the lesson. But every time it felt that I outstretched and tried to hold it in my mind and not let it go, it would go even quicker. And so the next lesson came in my mind and I saw it and I tried to hold it in my mind so I could literally learn it. And I thought, as I thought I was getting there, it would change. And again, it would change. And I kept trying over and over and over again. And when I tell you, it felt like 1,000 times of seeing different things and quote unquote, different lessons in each one of these, pictures or things that I was shown. And it seemed like the harder I tried to hold it, the faster it would change. And just constantly just seeing more and seeing and just constantly changing. And I was so frustrated. I was trying to focus so hard on maintaining this picture so I could maintain the lesson in, because as I started to feel and understand, it would go. And I just kept losing it over and over and over again until a point that it literally came that I sat there and I felt my will. I felt literally inside my will breaking to even want to continue because it kept changing. I could not hold on to the lesson. I couldn't find the lesson. I couldn't find the purpose of what I was being shown over and over and over again. And I felt I felt my mind just giving into this. And then I just reached out again, maybe one more. And then it would change again. And I just felt my will being destroyed and my motivation going down. And as I kept doing this, I came to a final point where it felt like thousands and thousands of lessons that I could not hold on to, I could not grasp, until finally I sat back just defeated. Okay? I sat back just defeated and I just said, maybe there is no point. And I just sat there and I thought, maybe there is no purpose to all this. Maybe there is no deeper meaning to all these things I was seeing. Maybe there is no point to it all. And by the way, my higher self who's consulting me was consulting. I could hear him in my right ear, but then I felt something in my left ear behind me whisper something and say to me, yes, you're right. There is no point. There is no higher purpose. There is no deeper meaning. And as I sat there, I just sat there and I thought, and I just felt lost. I felt lost. I felt so defeated and my will broken. I had gone through thousands of things trying to hold on to a lesson. Now I'm sitting here hearing this, and I kept hearing this over and over again until finally what it was in my left ear said this again, said, there is no higher purpose. There is no deeper meaning. There is no point to it all. And there is no God. And the moment I heard that, almost like a split second, not even a thought, more of a flash of light in my mind to make a decision of to give into that voice, to say, to just almost sink into it and just let it take me, and just this feeling of, you're right. But then there was this, and when I say a split thought, it was faster than a thought. It literally felt more like a split moment of light between a decision of give in or to immediately push against and say no. And it felt like everything inside of me I had to pull out to finally just push back and say no. And as I said no, in that split decision of almost either being defeated or anger, I chose anger. I chose anger against the voice. In a split second, I just said no. And I was so angry. And in the dream, I reached behind me and I grabbed whatever it was that whispered that. And I brought it in front of me and I ripped off its head. And it was a snake. And at this, and when I did this in my dream, I was shaking, because in a split moment of anger, whether I choose to give in or push against it, in a split moment of anger, I could not allow that thought process to even exist in my mind. I could not allow that to even exist in my being. It was so against who I am that the second I heard that, I immediately grabbed it and brought it forward and ripped its head off. And when I looked down at what it was a snake. And then I heard a whisper in my right ear back again from my higher self. And he said, now you know the workings of the devil. And I'm getting chills talking to you about this. And what I'm telling you about this is sacred. You're all going to understand exactly where I'm going with this and what was taught to me in this lesson, because I'm literally getting chills as I speak about this, because I'll never forget how powerful this feeling was. Because in my dream, I was shaking with rage. And as he whispered to me, he said, now you know the workings of the devil. He then began to whisper. He said, you felt the loop that the tools that the devil uses to throw you into a loop of constantly searching for meaning and losing meaning and to pull the meaning away. He said, now you understand why people commit suicide. Now you understand why people do not believe in God. Now you understand why people are convinced to give up on life itself. And as he was teaching, as I was seeing this, I understood that the more I pressed, it felt like I kept searching for meaning in things. But the second I almost found meaning in something, it kept changing over and over and over again. And it felt like this spiral that pulled me deeper and deeper and deeper. And the deeper I went into it, trying to find the lesson, the more I lost hope, until it came to a point that I asked myself the honest question, what's the point? I became so lost and so full of anger and frustration and not finding meaning in anything that I asked myself at finally, what's the point? And he showed me this, and I saw the difference in what it meant to fall into the trap, or where they say the snare is the devil, or what we could also call a loop. Because if you think about, and this is what I want you all to understand, listen to what I'm saying to you. If you think about a lie, what is a lie? A lie cannot exist without truth. A lie does not exist on its own. There is truth and there are lies, and lies are simply a distortion of truth, meaning all lies are founded in truth, and in all lies, there are bits and pieces of truth. You don't tell a lie without having bits and pieces of truth, and that is how the devil works in your life, is they take the truth and they slowly break it, slowly but surely, slowly send you on this loop and this spiral, and the deeper you allow the self to go into this loop, the deeper you fall into misery and pointlessness. And if you read Napoleon Hill, and this is where it's so powerful, if you read the scriptures, but if you read Napoleon Hill in his book, Outwitting the devil reveals his secrets to Napoleon Hill in a vision. And he says to Napoleon Hill that one of his greatest tools is mindlessness. If he can allow you to drift away, and that's the key word, that you're never pulled away from your passions. You're never pulled away directly from what you love. It is always a slow, steady, dripping process to pull you away from your purpose, from your higher self, from what you believe. And you slowly but surely fall off the path and into a loop. And the deeper you fall into this loop, the deeper you go, the less meaning and the less purpose you feel in your life. So when you hear people talk in your life about just relax, what's the point of it all? Just relax, live your life. Now that you understand this, what does that sound like to you? What does that sound like? That sounds like someone who's trying to tell you to take it easy, to relax. Life's not that serious. There is no higher purpose. There's no higher meaning in everything. It's just life. Live in a flow state and enjoy. Live in happiness. And that is not the ways for you to achieve your highest self. That is the workings of the darkness and the devil, to pull you away from your highest self, from who you are meant to become and what you can accomplish if you become that person. And so if you think about, by the way, think about anyone who is in regards to mind control and any sort of study done in regards to mind control or hypnosis. Hypnosis is only a loop. Think about it. If you were to stare into something that is hypnotic, it's always this circle spinning to slowly but surely change the light that you see. And in one of those, you know, hypnotic things, you see hypnosis happen. And this is how the devil takes control of your mind. He doesn't have to ensnare your mind. He just has to convince you to slowly but surely fall into this loop. And if you look at it, the workings of the devil, or the definition of chaos, is described as a circle. Notice this, by the way, and look at actually what I'm talking about when it regards to what this represents with the Alpha's Creed in this logo. Notice the circle here. The circle represents chaos. When you fall into chaos, anyone who's an agent of chaos tries to distort the truth in order to get you to fall into a loop of losing understanding and deeper meaning. If you fall into these loops, then you have fallen off the beaten path of who you're able to become. Because a loop and chaos is the workings of the devil to keep you from who you're supposed to be, and it is represented in a circle. And a circle that slowly but surely will cast you down deeper into this tornado-like loop that takes you to the very rock bottom. Notice the verbiage, and you've heard this before in your lives, of hitting rock bottom. And any addiction, anything, always starts with one step. And with one step, you slowly but surely fall deeper and deeper into this loop. And that is exactly what I'm talking to you about here today. This is the lesson that I want to talk to you guys about today, is how to escape the loop. If you pull yourself back in your life, and I have been stuck in many loops in my life, and one of the greatest lessons of this, I became so caught up in certain things in my life. And by the way, this doesn't always just apply to something like addiction or to something as serious as suicide. This can apply to something as small as your business or as powerful as your relationships. Think about this. In my business, I get so caught up and so tunnel vision and focused on one thing. I get so focused and caught up on the marketing, but then take it even deeper. And in that marketing, I get caught up and go even deeper onto the funnels and the thing. And I get so caught up with my focus and energy on one thing that other things suffer because of that. And so only by removing myself from these loops and pulling myself out to see the higher vision of the marketing strategy, but then pulling myself even farther out of that to see the overall picture of marketing and sales in my business, and then pulling myself even farther to see the business and the brand as a whole. And the farther you pull yourself out and up out of these loops, the more you get a bigger picture and understanding of the purpose of it all. Think about your relationships, or think about social media. Social media, I know a lot of you are listening to this on social media, but think about this. What are the most addicting social media and how they throw you into loop? Think about TikTok and how TikTok is a game of mindlessness to get you to just scroll and wander and fall deeper and deeper and deeper into it. And you can take it so far with social media, because think about marketing. You can focus so heavily on marketing, and then you take it deeper and you focus on funnels, and then you take it deeper and focus on social media. Then you take it deeper and you focus on this and these minor details that you lose sight of the big picture of it all. And as someone who's listening to this podcast, I believe if you're listening to this podcast, it's because you believe that you're supposed to become something more. You're not wasting your time on this episode listening to me talk right now. If you didn't believe you were meant for more, why else would you be here? And if you want to become something more, then this lesson right here will change your life, is to pull yourself out of the loop as often and as powerfully as you can to always maintain the higher vision and the higher picture of all things. And I mean in your relationships, I mean in your daily rituals, I mean in your business, I mean in anything about your life. If you, the more you pull yourself out of a loop, notice to pull yourself out of a loop, you must elevate your mind. You must elevate your vision. So you must rise up into a higher state of mental being. Think about the visual of that. In order to escape a loop, you must pull yourself into a higher state, a mental state of vision, in order to maintain the overall picture of what you're doing. And if you're successful with this, then you will always maintain a higher state of being, and you'll always maintain the highest order that God has in store for you. And by doing so, by living in this state at the highest level, you are living in your highest form at that you currently are today. And the more you do that, the more you will develop in who you become. Now notice, when we talk about the loop, and here with the loop, and this logo has so much symbolism or representation that I could talk for hours about this, and maybe I'll even do an episode talking about this, but the circle here specifically represents chaos. But what is here in the middle that is represented is the opposite of chaos, and that is order. Order is always represented with a triangle or a pyramid. Every form of order, order in all things, is represented by creating structure that keeps you from falling into a loop. So, how do you escape the loop? How do you escape this and raise up your, elevate your mind to see the bigger picture and to live in the highest state and the highest form of being? It's actually very, very simple and yet complex, and I'll explain. You must, in order to escape the loop, you must establish barriers and walls that keep you on the path. And those barriers, those walls, those protections that you set in place are your daily rituals, your daily habits, your daily discipline, the discipline, the morals and standards of your life, having morals and standards that govern your life, having rituals that you do on a daily basis is what keeps you out of the loop, because it keeps you centered in your highest focus. Why do people talk about meditating every morning to get into the highest version? Because if you meditate every morning and you consult with your higher self, then you are expanding your mind and pulling yourself out of the loop to see the bigger picture every single morning. And this keeps you from falling into the loop. But let's talk even further. Let's talk about falling into a loop physically. Do you not realize that you fall into these loops physically where you just taste one little bit of sugar? If you're on a diet, oh, let me just try one. Let me just do a little cheat. And then it constantly, and then it sets you into this spiral that leads you off the path that you have to completely restart over by doing what? By establishing more rules and more structure to keep you from the loop. So how you escape these loops is by establishing the structure and the order in your life. And that is the morals and standards that you keep, the religion that you live by, the daily habits and rituals. These keep you out of the loop. And it, as long as you maintain the higher vision, higher purpose of these habits and rituals, it will keep you from ever falling off the path. Now, a warning here that you must understand. By the way, before I get into that, that is what this represents, the higher order of things. If you were to center your life in the higher order of things with order and discipline and structure and living your life by a creed, by a set of morals and standards and principles, if you live your life by that, then you will live at your highest form and you will become someone who is great. That is the vision of this entire business and the entire vision of my dream to teach people is to become great so you can make a difference in the world and help people escape the loops and snares of the devil himself. And yes, we're talking spirituality here because this applies to everything. There is light and darkness in your life, and that is what keeps you from becoming who you're supposed to become, whether it's money, emotional, relationships, anything, you name it, it all applies the same because there's truth in all things, and all things are applied in order and structure. So, you must understand the message of what we're trying to talk about here. And there's so much more we'll dive into with that. But if you establish order in your life, you must be careful of one thing. This is what I'm coming back to. You must be careful that your own rituals and habits do not become the loop itself. Understand what I just told you. Your own habits and rituals can become the loop itself. Why? Because any form of truth that you establish or any form of truth there is will always try to be distorted because that's what lies are. Lies is a distortion of the truth. So if he can try to make you so hyper-focused on your rituals themselves, and you forget the higher purpose of these habits, rituals, and disciplines of your life, then you will get caught up in those on their own. Let me give you a perfect example, religion. In many religions, people get so hyper-focused on the day-to-day things of, you know, pray every morning and read your scriptures and go to church or make sure you do X, Y, and Z. And by the way, those things are established in your life to keep you on a certain path. But if those things become the priority over the higher purpose of them, then you yourself have fallen into a loop. And those rituals, those habits that are established in that religion are no longer doing you any good because you have lost the sight and the oversee and the order of what those are meant to do for you. And your rituals have now become the loop itself. If you become, I see this all the time with entrepreneurs, is they're like, oh, I'm doing everything. I'm waking up at 6 a.m. I'm doing the cold shower. And they obsess over this morning routine and how they live their life. And I go, well, what else are you doing? No, I'm focused on that because as I manifest and as I do this, then everything will appear. I go, man, you have lost the point of what that's for. That's just a tool that you've established in your life to get you to where you want to be. That in of itself is not it. And if you constantly think that's it and get so caught up, so hyper-focused on these things, then you'll always lose the higher purpose and the higher value and honestly the higher mentality of what it is you're trying to accomplish. So by establishing rituals and discipline in your life, you know what you achieve when you do that? There's one word that happens when you have order and discipline, when you establish a creed of your life that you do not deviate from, that you always maintain the highest form of understanding of what you're doing every single day. You know what that does? It frees you from the chaos. So discipline does equal freedom, not the other way around. Everyone thinks that living in the loop, this free flow lifestyle where you can do whatever you want, that's freedom. That's not freedom. That's captivity. And they don't even know it yet until they've gone deeper and deeper in that loop. The free flow lifestyle is captivity. The discipline is the freedom because it keeps you free and in your highest form of mental state. So nothing else outside can affect who you are and who you're trying to become. That is freedom, and that is the path to greatness. That is the path to becoming who you're supposed to become, to establishing the order and discipline in your life, whatever it is, in every aspect, the creed you live by, the daily habits and rituals, in any form of your life. When you establish those and maintain the highest form and ideas from those things, you will be on the beaten path every single day to become your highest version. And think about if you were to maintain that highest state of thinking every single day, that you tapped into who you're supposed to become every single day, and every bit of ritual and discipline you follow is keeping you on that path with hyper focus and a higher state of mentality. Think of how quickly you'll become who you're supposed to become. Let me just put it into perspective. 6 months, or even I'll even put it 60 days of strictly doing your disciplines will change your life forever, because 60 days of hyper focus, 60 days of constant living in your highest form will make you almost unrecognizable to everyone else. And it will set you on a path to live that way every single day. You know, I believe it's Earl Nightingale who said this. He said, think about who you want to become, and think about what that person who you want to become does on a daily basis, and then simply do those things. And that is how you become who you're supposed to become. So if you want to become a millionaire and you want to be ripped out of your mind and just have a great body, and you want to be giving millions of dollars to charity, whatever it is, think about that person. And think about that higher form of you, and think, what does that person do every single day? What is that person's morals, values, principles, and daily disciplines that they implement every single day? And guess what? The second you have that answer, you now know exactly what you're supposed to do every single day. And if you simply do those things, if you simply just do what that person does, you will become who that person is. It's as simple as it can possibly be. Now, I'm talking to you guys all about this, and I hope this makes sense. If it doesn't, please comment below, whether you're on YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, or if you're on Spotify or iTunes, please share this. Please put a comment down so I can engage with you and help you guys understand more about the depth version of what this means. But I want you guys to understand, when I told you this is a sacred message, it is. This message will change your life if you simply just implement and understand what I'm trying to tell you. I'm trying to tell you is that there's a higher order of living. The true order and the highest form of yourself is simply in establishing the daily rituals. And that was a lesson I learned that came. And I know for a fact, and this might seem like a big word, I know for a fact that was a revelation that was given to me to teach me one of the greatest lessons that I am now sharing with you. And I share this with you in hope and confidence that this will change your life if you simply implement what I'm trying to tell you today. If you just took anything from me in just that one message, I know your life will never be the same. So thank you all so much for tuning in and listening. If you agree with this, please comment below. Please share this if you agree with this message. And if not, I want to hear why you don't agree. So please comment below why you don't agree, and maybe we can have a conversation and maybe even see a higher level. But I believe if you're listening to this with an open mind and you understand what I'm trying to tell you, you are feeling the truth of what I'm saying, because it's not something that just made up. This is the truth. This is the truth. This is the way of things. This is the order of things. And establishing order in your life will help you escape the chaos that you're falling into. Now, if any of you are out there who find yourself in the chaos, I'm telling you right now, start with your habits and rituals. Start by implementing those and take control of your life, even in the smallest form of what you eat, what you do in the mornings, by what time you wake up. Start by taking control. And once you take control, people will argue with you that by living that lifestyle, you're not free. But in all reality, they could not be more wrong, because that is the highest form of freedom and greatness, is by living that life. Thank you all so much for your support. Tune in next week, because I've got more stuff that I can't wait to dive in with what we're talking about here. And guys, you know, I really want to take this even deeper. And that's been a huge focus of mine as we've set aside, that I don't want to just have incredible guests on the podcast, which we'll have incredible guests on here. But sometimes I just want to talk to you guys and have a deep conversation about the truth and things to help you get you where you want to be. Again, this is free. I'm not making any money from this podcast. So if you believe in this message, please share it. Please share it with others who you think you could benefit from it. Comment down below and send me a message if you guys have any thoughts along this line. And I hope you guys all have an amazing day. Stay tuned for next week and what we're about to talk about, because we're going to go even deeper into these lessons. And I can't wait to talk to you guys next week. We'll see you later.